This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, June 2, Loving the Other. Our scripture comes from Philippians chapter 1. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. The Philippians had heard that Paul was in prison. Paul wrote several of his letters from a jail cell, chains clanking from his wrists as he composed his epistles. But that did not stop up his love. You are in my heart, Paul says, and he adds, in effect, it doesn't matter whether I am in jail or where I am. My love for you is expressed in every beating of my heart. I am not so focused on my own problems that I can no longer think of you all. It seems that the only thing that really bothers Paul about being in prison is that he can't travel, can't visit these dear Philippian brothers and sisters in Christ. Many of us have met people who seem unable to see past their own troubles and to think about the needs of others. Maybe they carry around old grudges. Talk to old so-and-so for more than 5 minutes, for instance, and you will hear about how unfairly he got fired from his job 25 years ago. But the person whose heart is aflame with the love of Christ will always be focused on others and how best to show God's love to them. Jesus set the example for this when, even as he hung dying on the cross, he asked a disciple to take care of his mother. This is a marker of true unconditional love. Paul had it for the Philippians, and nothing could distract him from it. Pray with me. Forgive us, dear God, when our selfishness blinds us from seeing and caring for the people around us. Open our eyes to all whom you would have us love in your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.